Let's get into the reason you're back in New York, here for the 12th annual Clinton Global Initiative. It really is a coming together of some of the most powerful and influential people in the world. Why do these people come together for this initiative? Why does everyone feel that it is so important?
I think the primary reason is, and the primary reason I started, is that people come here and they talk about a lot of things that are both in the news and are long-term problems, and then they actually make a commitment to do something about it. And we have a staff that works year-round to help them develop and then keep those commitments so that it's a change agent. And I think it's really done a lot to change philanthropy. I mean, more and more people in other forums are trying to do the same thing. Don't just talk about something, tell me what you're gonna do.
Yeah, there are 11.5 million people, the last time I checked, who now have access in developing countries to AIDS medication because of the foundation. Everywhere in Africa, the Clinton Foundation has touched. These are governments that you are working with, these are people that you're working with. Why is this the final CGI? Why is this the final gathering?
Well, first of all, the question you ask gives me a chance to clarify something. Unless one of the partners at CGI asks my foundation, which is separate from the global initiative, to work with them, I just go there and try to raise money and resources for other people. The work we do in healthcare has been an independent entity, our Health Access Initiative, since 2010. And it's not going to be shut down, but because you can't do global healthcare on a scale like we do, like more than half the people in the world in poor countries on AIDS medicine get the cheapest, best medicine from our group. They build health systems, they cut malaria prices, they do all this other stuff. You can't do that without government help.